Smug Money Podcast. This is a podcast to teach you how to be good with your cash and where we speak to investment managers who tell us how they're being good with your cash. My name is Rebecca Jones. I am editor of Good With Money. And today I'm joined by Seb Bilo from Web Asset Management, who's going to tell us all about 5G, why it's really exciting, and what he's doing with it in his portfolios. Hi, Seb. How are you doing
today? Hello. Good. Good, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Not at all. It's good to be here.
So 5G, tell me all about it. What's exciting about it?
Yeah, so 5G is maybe something that people will have heard of. It's the G is generation, so it's fifth generation mobile technology. I guess people will have noticed the shift from 3G to 4G, which was came in a few years ago, and it's really all about the speed of download. And 5G is a quantum leap, really, in terms of download speeds. So today, if you're on your train and you're trying to download a Netflix video, it'll probably take you anything from 1 to 10 minutes to download about an 800 megabyte video file. With 5G, you'll do it in a second. So it is an awful lot quicker. And that's really the main benefit of the technology, the speed of download.
Wow, 1 minute. Well, 1 minute at the moment, but 1 second it will
one
take
second.
For 5G to download
yeah,
a movie.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's not. That's the reason that we invest in it isn't so that you can download Netflix videos more quickly. lovely, though, that will no doubt be. But it's really an enabling technology for all sorts of other things that can now happen when you've got that lack of latency. So the speed of response and the speed of download really enables all sorts of new technologies that help from a sustainability point of view.
And what are those technologies? Tell us.
So the key thing really is around this concept of the Internet of Things, where all sorts of equipment and infrastructure is connected to the internet. This does already happen with 4G, but 5G just really accelerates that and makes it a much more compelling proposition in terms of the investment and the sustainability benefits. And it's really kind of all types of infrastructure. So in your home or in buildings, your heating system will be connected. The water infrastructure, the water treatment, water distribution, that will all be connected. And then the big thing, of course, is around cars and transport and having vehicles that are increasingly automated, because 5G allows the cars both to talk to each other, so that cars know where they are relative to each other. It also allows the cars to talk to roadside infrastructure, so that you can control very precisely the speed and movement of vehicles, and that's really what enables a fully automated transport. So that's the big thing, really.
So we're talking about driverless cars, driverless buses, driverless trucks.
Ultimately, yeah. I mean, there's also lots of stuff that has to happen in terms of the technology in the vehicle and on the roadside, but 5G is what really enables that to happen. It's the platform, if you like, that then you can build all these other systems onto.
And that's great because they're more efficient, they use less fuel, or for other reasons?
Yeah, so there are many benefits. I mean, if we start with in your home, start with the more, sort of more simple things. So 5G will allow you to have a boiler that you will be able to monitor, so there'll be sensors in it, it'll be connected to the 5G mesh, as it's called. And the performance of the boiler, if it's about to break down, all of that will be constantly being monitored by either you, or you can probably outsource that to a service provider who does that for you. And just making it more efficient, making sure that it's performing as optimally as possible, actually gives you significant improvement in efficiency. So you reduce the amount of energy that's required to generate the heating, so you save, you know, carbon emissions associated with the boiler. The same with water treatment. I mean, a lot of our infrastructure is kind of, it's dumb. It doesn't communicate at all. And with 5G, you'll be able to much more precisely control pumps that are pumping water around the system, so that you only use the amount of power that you actually need, rather than having it on 100% or off 0%. You'll be able to control that much more precisely. And then with cars, the benefit of having automated vehicles, one is a safety benefit. Something like 95% or more of all accidents are caused by human error. So although it feels, I think, it's still like it's a bit risky giving control to the car, ultimately that will be the safer way of running a transport network. And it also makes it more efficient as well, because you have computers that are in charge of your acceleration and deceleration. It's also much more consistent with an electric vehicle. It's all electric. The whole thing is electric. So there will be significant benefits associated with safety and also with regard to CO2 emissions and wider environmental impacts.
And of course, making our lives easier. You know, we're going to have smart homes and smart cars all running on 5G technology. We won't have to.
Yeah.
I have to lift a finger.
Well, yes. I mean, potentially. I mean, I think some of this is the completely automated vehicle where you can just put your kids in the car and off they go to school on their own without. I mean, you know, that sounds pretty terrifying. And you know, no guarantee they get to school. I guess they could hop off and go and buy some sweets on the way or something. But, you know, that still is a long way away, I think. But the deployment of a 5G network really will enable all these kinds of business models to emerge over the next few years. And I think that is quite exciting.
Well, that's really exciting. Well, let's talk about what you're doing in your portfolios towards this then. Where are you investing that could be taking advantage of 5G?
Yeah, so 5G is still, you know, in the latest round of company results that we've seen. We have started to see companies talking about 5G deployment. It's really happening in the Far East, in Korea, in China, particularly. The US is a little bit behind, and Europe is further behind still. So it is still early days, but there are companies now that are actively deploying equipment. And so we invest in a company called TE Connectivity, which makes the antennas, so the actual physical infrastructure that makes 5G possible. We also invest in companies that are going to be beneficiaries of 5G. So, for example, a company called Active, which makes sensors that go into cars that will allow you to increasingly automate the car. So they don't actually build the 5G network themselves, but they'll operate a system and they sell equipment that will use the 5G network and help make transport and other things more efficient.
And you mentioned earlier efficiencies around water. Are you doing anything in the portfolio that addresses that?
Yeah, so there's a company called Xylem, which makes all sorts of equipment for water treatment and water distribution. So they make pumps, for example. And there again, they make water pumps, but they are installing intelligence into that water pump that then uses the 5G network to allow you to control those pumps much more efficiently than they currently are managed.
Okay. And just to spell that out, exactly how does that have a strong sustainability benefit?
Well, because, you know, at the moment, as I said earlier on, I mean, these pieces of equipment are very unsophisticated. I mean, you know, people, I guess, at home will still often have to estimate their water bill because there's no way of actually measuring how much water they use. I mean, it's kind of Victorian, really. And so what's happening, has already happened in many cases, is that you now have a smart meter that measures the amount of water that you use. And the next sort of phase of that is introducing intelligence into the whole network. So that by having a sensor in your pump that's able to communicate with other pumps and the network as a whole, you can really control how much energy you're putting in the system to pump water around.
Mm-hmm.
The savings can be very significant. We're talking 30, 40, 50% lower energy use, because at the moment that energy is just wasted. You're pumping at 100% power when actually you only need 25% power. Mm. And so 75% of that energy is actually just wasted. You don't need to be expending it. And so by being able to control it much more precisely, you're making much more efficient use of the energy that you're using in the network.
And how about home energy? Is there a way that this technology can help us be more efficient with energy at home?
Yeah, so I mean, so this is really, I think, quite exciting, because some listeners will have installed solar panels on in their homes, or will have smart thermostats, and then 5G really gives you the capacity to take that to a whole new level of complexity. So in the future, and we're already just beginning to see some of this, if you have your own solar panels, in theory you should be able to trade that power to other consumers of energy. At the moment, you just have to use it yourself, or you can export it, and you're given a nominal fee by the operator of the grid in the country.
And that's a feed-in tariff.
Well, that's you get paid a unit for. If I don't consume my solar power myself, I can send it onto the grid, and I get paid a certain level of tariff for that. But in future, using 5G, the 5G network, you'll be able to both, you know, send that onto the network, but also trade it so that you can then make money out of arbitraging energy prices. You can become a little power station yourself and sell that energy onto the grid to local consumers. And in theory, this is possible today, but the 5G infrastructure really makes that a kind of viable option for people. So it does, in practice, I suspect most people won't want to worry too much about that, but then again, that can be taken off by a service provider who will manage all of that for you. You'll have a battery storage unit probably in your house as well, and so you become an energy producer for the local community as well as an energy consumer yourself. So that sort of stuff, again, it's just beginning to happen, but 5G is what enables some of that to take place.
So, that's really exciting. So we'll be able to generate our own power at home, and then through 5G networks, we'll be able to essentially sell that to our neighbours.
Yeah.
We'll be able to give higher price to the ones we don't like.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Possibly. No? Yeah. If you've got a noisy neighbour, you can charge them more. Yeah, don't know.
Oh, that's exciting. Now, are there any downsides with 5G? I mean, it took long enough for the UK to move from 3G to 4G, and I don't think we're there yet. So are there any downsides with bringing 5G on?
So there are a few downsides. The main one is around the antenna. So because 5G uses a very high frequency, it requires a line of sight between the antenna and the device that's operating on the network. So you will have to have a more dense network of antenna in order for 5G to work. So that will be a significant capital investment. And also, it'll be it'll be more visible than the 4G, 3G network. So that might be something that causes some resistance. But I think in practice, it'll be deployed, along roads in cities where that infrastructure will be less of an issue. It's unlikely, I think, probably to be installed uniformly across the country. So if you are in rural areas, then you probably won't get access to the 5G network because it wouldn't be worth installing the network. So that's one of the drawbacks. The other one is that it does actually, the network itself uses more energy. One of the points behind it is that it enables systems to operate more efficiently, like we've been saying, and that more than offsets the additional energy that's required to run the network. Nonetheless, it's something that people are very focused on. How do we make the 5G network as energy efficient as possible? That potentially is another downside to it.
So we're all going to have little antennae everywhere on our houses for 5G to work.
Yeah, or potentially in different rooms in your house as well. You'll need line of sight, so you'll have to have it'll have to be in all your rooms. What will probably happen again is it'll become integrated into existing infrastructure. So your light fittings will probably have 5G antenna in it. So it's not going to be like a big aerial in every room. But nonetheless, that infrastructure will have to be in all the rooms that you want 5G to be available in.
But the energy consumption is a concern, isn't it? Is there anything being developed at the moment to address that?
So yes, absolutely. It's something that is quite fascinating, actually, how people are thinking about how to provide energy to the all the devices now that will need, that are going to be connected. That it may not be easy to connect them to the mains electricity grid, or it may not be easy to have batteries in all these different devices. So one of the things that people talk about now is how you can scavenge energy from the environment around a device. And that can be anything from collecting energy from the radio frequencies that are passing over it. When you look at your phone to connect to a Wi-Fi network, you'll see a whole range of other networks that you connect to, and it's possible to harvest some of that Wi-Fi signal and turn it into energy to run a device. I don't understand how, but apparently that is possible. Other things are like when you move, if you walk over a pavement, you are the energy created by your footsteps over the pavement, just tiny amounts of energy, but that can be harvested and used to power devices as well. Cars run over a section of road, that can be harvested. This is still quite, you know, early stage technology, but potentially that's how a lot of this infrastructure will be powered, is by scavenging energy from the ambient environment, which I think is fantastic.
Gosh, that's incredible. It sounds like something from The Matrix, doesn't it?
It does a bit.
Harnessing human power and human energy to make devices.
So, and of course, that's energy that's not currently being used. So it is, you know, it's very, very low impact source of energy if this can be done.
That's very exciting. So what do you think the future of 5G looks like over the next 5 to 10 years?
So, I do think it's a really important enabler of a lot of more sustainable systems and technologies in our society. I think it's a really powerful platform for these new businesses and new technologies to emerge. It's not happening overnight in the UK, particularly. As I said earlier, it is beginning to be deployed in some countries, and we expect this to ramp up over the next few years. But it's definitely an important investment story in certain companies that we invest in, and it's something that they're very excited about, and they see lots of growth. So I think over the next 3 to 4 years, this will be a bigger and bigger story in people's portfolios.
Exciting. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Seb. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this has been the Smug Money Podcast. I have been Rebecca Jones, editor of Good With Money, and we'll see you next time.